This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just be relevant.
No, starting of this season, what was the expectations?
Well, I wanted to make the playoffs.
There you go.
But no, but I didn't expect them to make the playoffs. Like the Niners last year, I expected them to make the playoffs, and they didn't. They went 6-11. I didn't expect the Giants to make the playoffs. I expected them to be in the mix till the end. Joe, they're 2 months they've been out of it. They're going to be out of it for the end of the year, 2 months. That was not on my expectation list. So they have, yes, not even come close to my expectations.
So,
and this thing that, like, oh, well, they're 500 now, Shasky. No, they're 18-32 over their last 50.
Well, that's why I want to get it.
Horrible.
That was the big acquisition. And since that acquisition of Rafi Devers, the team has sucked. And I'm not saying it's Rafi Devers' fault. I'm just telling you the facts. Since acquiring Rafi Devers, this team has sucked.
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know either. I don't know if there's a causation, correlation, and all I know is, and I can't help but look, over in the AL East, and I see the Boston Red Sox, and they didn't look back after getting rid of the guy. I'm not here to tell you, and I'm not reporting anything, I'm not saying Rafi Devers is a bad clubhouse guy. All I'm saying is, there's questions about leadership right now, top to bottom, within this Giants roster. Whether it's at the managerial level, whether it's with the players, there is a lack of leadership right now that is glaring. And I don't know how to solve it, Joe. I don't think the leader of a team could be the president of baseball operations. It cannot be someone that's in the front office. I love Bob Myers. I love him. And he was a great, when he was on our station, whenever he spoke, very eloquent, very matter of fact. He was very personable. Loved me, Bob Myers. He was never the leader of those Warriors teams. Made some moves. And he struck the right chord most of the time, but he can't be your leader. Like, Buster Posey can't be the leader of this team.
So you want to hear from Buster?
I would love to hear from Buster, yes.
And I'll ask you, you can think about it. Like, what do you want to hear from him? Because the only thing I want to hear is Bob and whoever else is going to be dismissed, and we're bringing in Dusty Baker for just the last month or so to just stabilize things in the clubhouse, finish the year on some kind of a note that is more positive than whatever we've been going through now. And you know, Dusty's in retirement right now, but I would bring in Dusty and say, Dusty, we're begging you. We need 1 month of your help here to end the year and just figure out what the heck's going on in my clubhouse.
I want to hear what the direction of this team is. What, like, where do you see this team going the next
couple
months?
I don't think you can even be as forthright as you want to be until the end of the year. I really don't. The only thing I want to hear from Buster is we're firing Bob and we, because it's so bad. Like, remember how bad it was the end of the Kapler thing? Like, you couldn't wait the 3 days to the end of the year to get rid of him. This is way worse.
Does he regret any decisions that he made the last 6-7 months? He's not going to say what they are. I'm not saying Devers is the problem, but does he regret doing the deal? Like, would he have done this deal knowing that the team would have imploded since the acquisition?
So,
like, they have. The proof is in the pudding right now. The team since acquiring Rafi Devers has stunk. You just keep 36%, you said?
Yeah, 36% win streak over 50 games.
When their winning percentage is 36%.
Uh-huh, which is the third worst in baseball.
I mean,
and it's barely edging out the White Sox. Barely. I'm talking barely.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm saying I need to hear from Buster Posey right now. He's the one that picked up the option on Bob Melvin. He's the one that gave him the vote of confidence. He's the one that told us. I want him to come out and say, you know what, guys, I'll take the blame for this season. Say that. Fall on the sword, then. Just fall on the sword. Just say that, then. And you know what? I would have respect for him saying, he's like, you know what, Bob? Like, maybe we need a new direction going forward here. Maybe we do need a new direction. And I thought this team could have competed. I tried to make some moves. They didn't work out. And we're going to reevaluate after the season. That's actually kind of what I want to hear right now.
Well, I think two things are...
He's not going. I'm here to tell you. They're probably not going to happen. But I would like to hear it.
I get you. I think one thing he needs to come out and say is, like, we underestimated the lack of pitching depth, number one. Number two, we miscalculated at the deadline, and we probably should have sold more. Looking back on it right now, is Robbie Ray's value going to get any higher over the next year or so?
Yeah, you're talking about buyer's remorse. I don't think there's any buyer's remorse when it comes to Rafi Devers, but there's definitely seller's remorse from not moving off of Robbie Ray.
The thing that I don't understand from people that I hear is like, we just got to get rid of Bob, and that's it. We'll be fine.
It's not that easy.
Guys, what team are you watching?
Yeah, no.
Like, yes, they could absolutely use a managerial change, and that will help them a little bit here and there. Does this team look like they're 3-4 deep in terms of pitching to even finish the year out? Forget next year. I have so many questions about next year. Does this team look like they need a catcher, a second baseman? They need at least one, maybe two outfielders, three starting pitchers, because you're going to lose Verlander. I don't know where Birdsong's at. I don't know about Carson Wisenhunt. You need to rework your bullpen. I don't know who your closer is. I've got so many questions. They're not just like plug and play a manager and they're going to be good. What?
This isn't the 2013 Boston Red Sox when they moved off of Bobby Valentine in one of the worst dumpster fire seasons you can remember in quite some time, and then they go to John Farrell and they win the World Series. They're not a John Farrell away from winning a World Series right now. They're not. We had Dave Fleming on yesterday, Joe, and he had a lot of good stuff. Voice of the Giants.
Maybe all the boys going down to O'Farrell's will help them out.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that. Well, he talked about, you know, you can't blame Devers for the team struggles. I am not blaming Rafi Devers, but there's something to be said about acquiring a guy and your team imploded since the acquisition. It's not all on him. A lot of it's on the pitching. Roop getting hurt came at the worst time. Verlander not being what you thought he was going to be. Birdsong, Harrison, it didn't work out. And it was basically Webb and Ray and Prey. That's what it ended up being this season. But Dave Fleming's telling us you can't blame Rafi Devers.
I don't think there's a simple answer to that. I don't blame Devers. I mean, Devers has been their best hitter now for weeks. And Devers is fitting in, and Devers has a great attitude, and he works hard, and everybody likes him. Like, this isn't like, oh, this guy showed up, and everybody's miserable. That is not what has happened here. So I'm not saying you guys are doing it, but nobody should be pointing the finger at Rafi Devers and saying, man, he poisoned this team. That is not what has happened here.
I mean, did the team just buy into the hype that everyone was bestowing upon them when they made the acquisition for Devers and everyone was saying, you know what, maybe they could be World Series. You know what? They're talking us up a little bit. Yeah, maybe, you know what? We are legit now. Let's go out. Did they just crater under the pressure? I'm just trying to figure out why, since adding a player like Rafi Devers, they've just gotten worse, Sam.
Well, I mean, did they get worse, or were they already kind of sliding before Devers arrived, and then Devers just didn't stop the bleeding like was anticipated?
Well, we were talking about the Giants winning that series against the Dodgers. Like, it ended up being like they punted that game because Harrison was scheduled to start then. They ended up going opener. It didn't work. Who was it? Was it Sean Jelly that opened that game? Like, we saw the riding. But they had a huge win that Friday. Casey Schmidt at the Grand Slam, right? I remember the vibes were great after that Devers acquisition, Joe, weren't they?
They were.
But, like, the team wasn't, like, the all-time, like, they weren't, like, scuffling that bad.
Yeah, but you could see that the pitching was starting to leak oil.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, like, look, You guys all want to cape up for, not you, but
no,
people
no.
want to cape up for Verlander. Verlander's been bad.
No, he hasn't been, no, he has not been good.
Has he been the worst guy? No. But he hasn't been even close. Like, we all thought it would be better than this.
Yes, he thought that.
Hayden Birdsong, since going from the bullpen, it hasn't been good. You know, Harrison wasn't good at all, really, all year, except for his appearances out of the bullpen. Jordan Hicks, completely useless. Right, I'm just going through the rotation.
Oh, by the way, Jordan Hicks doing the blame game again now, but in Boston.
Is he?
I don't know if you saw the latest there. They're not telling him the right pitches to throw, he's saying.
Oh, of course. This is the guy who... there's some things I know about him treating people, some police officers.
We do not miss Jordan Hicks here.
Yeah, he's just a jerk. I just think he's a jerk for no reason, too, which is just beyond me. Landon Roop, he was awesome. And then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Robbie Ray. He was amazing. And then he hit a little wall. You know, like it was probably to be expected he wouldn't pitch Cy Young level all year.
When you're relying, and again, what did I say? Webb and Ray and Prey. That's basically what it's been this year. When you're relying on just two guys, they're going to start to falter. I don't care if it's, you know, Roger Clemens, Sandy Koufax. They can't handle it all themselves.
No. And Logan Webb hasn't been as good, I would say, in the second half of the season. And I'm not talking about All-Star. Kind of before the All-Star break.
A little bit, yeah.
You know? It's just everything is coinciding simultaneously, and it's screwing everything up. And then also, Chapman and Adames have been weak. Like, this thing that they're in the top 80 percentile defensively. Like, guys.
Yeah, but they're in the bottom 20 percentile when it comes to just being bad at the plate for the amount of at-bats they got, right?
I'm asking, have they had good seasons? No. They've been okay. Wouldn't you agree?
They've been fine. I mean, they've been below fine. They have not been, like, they've been not good. They've been, if we're going to crush Verlander, what we thought we were going to get from Verlander this year, I'm even more disappointed from what we've gotten from Willy Adames and Matt Chapman, quite frankly. 42-year-old Justin Verlander withstanding. Like, come on, guys. You're supposed to be in your primes right now, right?
Yes.
You're supposed to be in your primes.
And that's why I just think, like, you can't have your best stories on the team be Landon Roop and Casey Schmidt and Dom Smith.
That can't be it.
Right? Like, those are the best stories
of this
year.
That's Colorado Rocky stuff. That's Chicago White Sox stuff.
Yes.
And I love that. It's no disrespect to the Dom Smiths of the world. He's actually, again, he's been a bright spot.
I like these guys, but you need career years from top dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. We have some callers I want to get in on this. We got Deli Boy. We got Casey in San Jose. Do you want to hear from Buster Posey, Giants fans? And what do you need to hear from Buster Posey right now, quite frankly, is a guy that picked up the option on Bob Melvin, told us that the buck stops with him. He put this roster together. Come at him. Don't come at the players. Don't go at the manager. Go at Buster Posey. All right? All right, Buster. This is going to be the ultimate test here in the next couple months and in the offseason about the future of the San Francisco Giants. I think even he may have underestimated just how poor this team was from top to bottom, the foundation, I should say, how poor that was. That's what's coming up, brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fence says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
My mom was over watching LJ. And thank you, Mom. I love you so much.
I heard it on the show call.
Yeah.
We all did.
And you know what? Pipe down. Pipe down over there, Mr. Single Man. All right.
Pretty cool life.
Single Sam Lubman's what they call him.
They call him a lot of things.
Just do what I want.
Bonte's like, I don't know. They've lost so many games with the Padres, 8-9. I'm not even sure what it is right now. And I was like, dude, I love that guy.
Oh, Ramon Laureano's just looked like a god against them, by the way. He's batting like .333.
So they all look like gods.
They all do. Tatis, doesn't matter. On a field of Kaiwei Tangs. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed.
And the laughter helps, you know, heal the pain.
Laughing Monk! That's where you go.
Remember, the Niners are coming up, so it's only going to get worse.
It might.
Spadoni, the motivational speaker over here.
Enjoy this Giants season. It could get worse.
Dude, last night.
Valkyries, though. They're going to the playoffs.
We had our old man, 40 and over, city championships last night. And so.
Late night. When Chasky sends something in the group thread at like 10:30 at night, I was like, oh my goodness, you got to be asleep, dude.
Yeah.
10:30?
Yeah.
That's late.
Yeah, went to extra innings. We won on a walk-off. I actually was the walk-off run to score.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, my boy Omar came through. I'm really happy for him. It was a great win for us. Like, 12 Angry Men's a great team.
Matt Williams, he's windmilling you in or what?
Were you the automatic runner or did you reach base?
No, I got on. Okay. And I actually went first to third on a base hit to center field. But anyway, neither here than there.
Oh, this Lamont Wade Jr. out here.
Drew Gilbert.
God, can I tell the story? Jeez Louise.
Oh, you don't like being interrupted? Weird.
It's my show. Like, no one said it's the Sam Lubman show. All right? That's garlic fries and baseball, guys.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it.
Exactly.
I hope to get it done.
So this team goes to right field a lot, right? So I'm playing right field. They got a power lefty. Ball hit down the line. All right, and I'm going after this ball.
Sure.
It takes a ricochet, goes down. The field is so dry. Someone knocking on the door over there?
It's something. Yeah, someone's like, I don't know what's happening. There's like a knock, knock, knock.
It's all right. Yeah. I go down the line, and there's this safety cone. And I'm thinking, safety cone? That's grass field. I take one step near the safety cone, and my entire foot gets submerged in mud.
Ugh. Gross.
It hasn't rained in weeks. Where's the mud? Oh, there's like a sewage line break or a water line break.
Oh, so it's poop.
I don't know what it was. Brand new shoes. Oh, I just got new turfs. Whole leg covered in water and mud. I go, this day can't get any worse. And then I looked up and I said, poor Kaiwei Tang.
Oh, no.
It did get worse.
Poor Deli Boy, who was apparently at the game
yesterday. Won the championships, though, Carter.
At Oracle Park.
I heard they're going to post it on the Olympic Club website above the U.S. amateur.
Wait, are you a part of, like, Olympic Club? Is that who you play for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we have the Open City Championships Monday night.
Do you guys have, like, a slogan? Do you guys do the, like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, sure.
No, we just go out and win.
You guys don't have, like, a, you know. Winning with class.
No, it's called Half Pride.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you guys should have been out there yesterday against the Padres. You guys think you could have done better?
I might have been covering second base.
Oh, your throw would have been better than Elliot Ramos's, you think?
That's not on him. I'm not even mad at Elliot.
Deli Boy, who are you mad at? Good morning. You're on the Morning Roast, Deli Boy.
You were at the game yesterday?
He was.
Yeah, I was at the game yesterday, and let me just say that after maxing out my credit card to buy 4 slices of pizza for my boys, we go to sit down, and before the second inning over, it's already 7-0. My 3-year-old Teddy just turns to me and goes, "Yeah, I'm ready to go down the slide now." So even they know, like, yeah, this isn't much to look at right now. Who am I mad at? I want to be mad at everyone from top to bottom, but is there a top? This team seems like it's all bottoms right now. What's going on? I'm disappointed in Adames. I thought he was going to be way better than what he was. I mean, I'm not thinking that he was going to be some sort of MVP-like player, but, I mean, do something. I know that yesterday there was that awkward bad bounce on the bag. I just kind of felt like that was just our season in a nutshell. Mm. Just kind of like... If anything can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. I don't know what's going on. I mean, and then with our pitching, after Ray and Webb, we have nothing. I mean, you can't rely on a two-man rotation. And if you are going to rely on a two-man rotation, well, then you better be hitting. You know, this isn't the Arizona Diamondbacks where you have a stacked lineup all the way down the, you know, down 1-8 to make up for not having 3 other pitchers. We don't have that.
What was the crowd like yesterday? Well, like, because there was a lot of boos, and you've probably been to every one of these Candlestick games I'm referencing where the Niner fans booed Alex Smith and Mike Singletary and Mike Nolan, like booed them off the field. So what was it like yesterday?
Because everyone I talked to walking around waiting in line to go down the slide or waiting to go into that mini ballpark, everyone just asking the same question, just kind of like, when is Bob going to go? And it's not just Bob, but what else is going to happen? Someone else has got to go. You know, this team is not just one player away or one trade away. This is kind of like a top to bottom. We might need to just kind of restructure and rebuild and blow it up. Something needs to be done. I mean, no one really has any confidence in this team right now. And the thing is you go to the game and you can see fans are there. Fans are willing to spend. I went to the dugout store. People are spending money like it's crazy.
Was it packed?
I was about to spend $40 on a Lucille plush doll, but I had to put that back. Like, I'm not spending $40 on a Lucille plush doll. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're raking in money. So I don't want to hear that, like, fans are not showing up. We are showing up. But give us something. You know, they always emphasize... I know. They emphasize a fan experience here. They want to emphasize a fun fan experience. You know what's a good fun fan experience? A winning experience.
Yeah.
Give me something to go to win. I don't care about all the little extra things that they have going on during the game. I want to see them win. And I think most people want to say the same thing. Winning is a fun fan experience. I don't know what needs to be done. Honestly, I'm so frustrated. It's not just Bob. I don't want to say it's just Bob. And don't say it's Devers, because Devers has actually been playing really, really well. And I also think that when we got him, he was hurt. You know, when we first got him, I think he had that groin injury. I really don't know what it's going to – I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't know. Kids are going crazy.
No, you're good, Dan, boy. Thank you. And, again, that the kid saying, I want to go down the slide, I think it's time. That's basically the Giants these last 2 months. They've just gone down the slide. It's over. And at least going down the slide, you like the fans feel good about it, but the fans haven't been feeling good about watching this product. No. Like, Padres fans feel good about the product that their team is putting up right now. They feel great. That fan's screaming at all the misery, right? That they feel good right now. The Giants fans, I mean, the last time you actually felt good about a Giants team was when? Like, felt good. Like, even you were skeptical of the 2021 season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked myself into it.
The last time you felt truly good, was it 2016?
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, I thought that team, if they would have found a way to beat the Cubs, was going to win the World Series.
Yep. And they may have.
I talked myself into that.
Well, you got to.
It was an even year.
Talked yourself into Kai Wei Tang. You feel bad for him. Will Clark.
One thing. Like, everyone's pointed Buster. And look, Buster took the job, right? When you take the job, you're going to get the accountability.
He did.
In times like this, I do wish that the Giants had one singular owner, because then I could hear from that individual. There's something to be said about hearing from Joe Lacob. hearing from Jed York. Now, there's a time and a place, and I know there's been times I didn't want to hear from Joe or Jed York. Today's a day I wish that they didn't have a conglomerate running the team, and I wish they had a singular owner who was front and center, the governor of the team, if you will. And I just wonder what the hell's going on. Is Buster just given carte blanche to fix it? And if so, what is his blueprint? What's his plan? It can't be this.
And that's going to be the ultimate question after the season's over. Where whatever moves they make, they move on from Bob Melvin. Like, at this point, Joe, if they do bring back Bob Melvin, would you have serious questions about Buster Posey?
They can't. They literally cannot.
They can't?
They can't.
What if they do?
He brings back Bob Melvin. I mean,
because no one's talking about that. We're all talking like it's a foregone conclusion that he's gone. I don't know. I don't know.
Joe, it would be a one-way ticket to having his playing career get evaporated and him being known right now. Not that he's not one of the all-time greats, but people and the approval rating on Posey would sink so low. I couldn't even fathom it. There's just not a, there is no scenario where he can bring him back. I don't think there's a scenario where he lasts the month.
Do you think it would get to like Chris Mullin, GM of the Warriors levels when it comes to Buster Posey?
This would be worse.
Really?
Yeah. Because Mullin wasn't completely inept.
No, he wasn't.
There were bad moments. They were rebuilding. You know, there was a lot going on. The expectations and the pricing isn't what it was then that it is now. There's a lot that's different. Remember, it was the Warriors, right? The Warriors hadn't had a lot of a success. There's a cachet with the Giants right now, even after 8 out of 9 years not making the playoffs, that the Warriors never had.
Right.
So,
and it's Buster easy, being a part of
it's
that.
It's easy to know the Warriors and what they are now and everything. Oh, this is how it's always been. They were an afterthought around the league. And when Mullin took over, we just wanted someone with a pulse to run the team. So it's so different. But the shine did wear off on Mully, like, real quick.
And that's what I'm talking about with Buster Posey right now. The shine is wearing off right now with every single Giants, like, horrible loss, the defensive miscues, the lack of leadership, the lack of just enthusiasm from anyone right now. I mean, we could play all the sound we want from after the game from the players. Like, Dave Fleming, who is the voice of the team, who's our insider, who's around this team every day, Joe, he gets the pulse of this team. What's concerning for Dave, just like it is for us, is this overall lack of enthusiasm. They've lost it.
I do think there is an element of this team that is prideful. They're veteran. They've been around. They have big expectations of themselves, and they've watched this thing sort of slip away. And I'm not saying the season is over, but I think the body language and the energy level would definitely say this is a group that has lost some of their enthusiasm, not because they don't want it, but because they realize the math right now. And that sucks. I mean, it does. No, nobody wants that. And Elliot, that was perfect from Elliot. That is exactly the way everybody's feeling. Like, who knows what to say about this? Everybody's underperforming. How do you explain that? How do you explain that, like, a bunch of guys who have big league talent and track records are all struggling? I don't know how you explain that. I don't know that there is an easy explanation, but that's the reality right now.
Dave Fleming on yesterday, courtesy of River Islands, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. And Casey's in San Jose now and wants to talk about one Buster Posey, president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. KC, what's up? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys. When we have reached Joe one step away from a torn hamstring chassis, that I can actually envision him going first to third and covering second base part of the season. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. A couple of months ago, you had a guest. I can't remember his name. He came down Buster's lane. I realize he's going to get his 4 years. The guy's a legend, right? He came down. I believe they were cooked. when he took over, he did not get rid of the GM or the scouting department. You looked at, I went down because I'm one of those crazy fans, Shafty. You look at their top 30 prospect list for like the last 10 years. Like, you can't even, it's so bad.
I know.
Like, I think your kid or my kid can pick just random guys off some Baseball America and they'll have a better, like, it's like they're sabotaging on purpose.
It's crazy.
How is he keeping the same people together? How? How are they going to rebuild? You can't throw money at this problem. Bringing another top guy is not going to fix it. And to stick with the Warriors team, guys, it's Rafi, Antoine, Jameson, Devers, and it's Matt, Corey, Maggette, Chapman. That's the vibe you're getting, and that's what it's going to be.
Oh, my God.
KC.
Wow.
San Jose. Telling it like it is. It's how he feels right now. I wouldn't go too far with the Devers comp there, but, I mean, it's baseball right now, and I've seen time in and time out, if you have one player that's above average and good or great, it doesn't matter. I watched Mike Trout yesterday at the plate for the Los Angeles Angels going up against Shohei Ohtani, and part of me was just overall just kind of sad watching him strike out a couple times because I was like, man, I think we've seen like the best of Trout, and I don't know if he has any more elite seasons left in him. I think it might be over for him, which sucks because as a baseball fan, Joe, I just love watching the guy play. But he's the poster child for, yeah, you can have one of the greatest players of all time. It doesn't matter. The rest of the team stinks.
Tony Gwynn, Barry Bonds. All these guys had, like, little to no playoff success.
There you go.
You know, so, yeah, there's lots of guys that have had it. You got to have a full team. There are very few guys that are Ohtani and Judge where their impact permeates up and down the lineup. And even then, those guys need to have dudes in front and behind them. You know, and it's just... You know, I think we talk about this in basketball. Like, a De'Aaron Fox keeps signing these max deals, and there's only so many legitimate max deal difference maker players.
Right.
Like, Steph is on a whole nother level, that even though they might be making comparable money, than some of the other max guys on his list. Like,
even on his own team, then Jimmy Butler, who's also making bank.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Paul George, yeah. You know, like, there's a... Just because you're making a lot of money, and that's one thing that I do want to like talk about today, is everyone's like, they signed stars. Adamas is not a star.
No.
You're there's no correlation to the amount of money I've paid you and you legitimately being a star. Just because I gave you a big deal doesn't mean you're a star. Is Kirk Cousins a star?
No.
No. Has he made a lot of money? Yes. Yeah. He's not a star. He's just not. And so, like, this thing, like, well, they signed stars. No, they didn't. They signed role players, good role players, who cannot be leaders of your team. I thought Adamas could be a leader of your team. I don't think he could be a leader of your team right now. Like, I'm questioning that. I for sure as hell know that you can't do it with Chapman. The point about developing and drafting, everybody points to the Tampa Bay Rays. There's no doubt they do a great job identifying, developing, drafting. The Milwaukee Brewers are another team. They do a great job identifying, developing, and drafting. What the hell magic, like, syrup do the Oakland A's, the Sacramento A's have?
Yeah.
They constantly find 3-4 guy nucleuses over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And, oh, but Farhan did, like, that's one thing, like, I heard a lot, like, well, you got to get a guy who's done it before. Yeah, Farhan did it with the A's as the number 2 or 3 or 4.
Yeah, he wasn't Billy Beane. He wasn't David Forst. Exactly. He did bring in, I think his biggest one was probably Yoenis Cespedes as an international signing. But again, the credit isn't going to go to Farhan there. Just like it wasn't in L.A., it was who? Andrew Friedman. And the proof is in the pudding, as the Dodgers right now, according to various outlets, have the number one farm system in baseball. The Dodgers. Of all teams, the L.A. Dodgers.
But they identify, draft, and develop over and over and over again.
Makes me sick.
And it does. It makes me sick, too. And, like, he's right. It's been a decade. I'm sick of talking about prospects that I don't get to see. I'm sick of waiting on them. And I've said this, and I know, like, and I know I can hear Mark Willard's point of view on the other end of the room yelling that I'm an idiot, because he's not alone. A lot of people think this way. Like, my brother took his kids yesterday. Does he want to take his kids if it's a bunch of, you know, 23-year-olds that nobody knows and they're winning only 65 games a year? Honestly, yeah, I think we would. Give me a couple years of that. I want to see Bryce Eldridge. I don't care if he bats 200. I don't. I literally don't. Like, you owe it to yourself. He's not just going to stay in AAA against remedial pitching and all of a sudden figure it out and, like, well, now he'll never strike out again. Guys, Everyone in baseball strikes out one out of three or four times in their at-bats. It's a league-wide problem right now. That's not exclusive to just Bryce Eldridge or just the Giants. Just play the kid. Bring his ass up. Play him. Let's get a look at him. All right? Bring up Luciano. Give us a month of let's see what we've got, and let's just go from there. Look, you owe it to Wilmer and everyone else. DFA Wilmer. I don't need to see another Wilmer Flores at bat. He's been a really good Giant. I like him. We're going nowhere. Now is the time to promote and hope. And hope one of these guys makes play. Like this Drew Gilbert kid. He's struggling mightily right now. Let him play the next 3 or 4 weeks. This is what you needed to do for years. You refused to do it, and it made sense on a nightly basis. We've got Yaz. Can't play Ramos. Can't play Matos. Can't play Luciano. We got Yaz. Well, now you don't have Yaz. There's no excuse to not get a look at Grant McCray, at Gilbert, at Luciano, at Matos. Everybody needs to just, if you have no future on this team, you need to sit, you need to get a phantom injury, you need to be DFA'd, and yes, I'm being harsh and probably a little unrealistic. I need to see all the young players, all of them.
Well,
period.
I mean, the veterans aren't doing anything, so why not? Like, there's no excuses to not bring these guys up, and I really don't want to hear from, you know, oh, he's striking out too much, because Dave was on yesterday, and I'll play the cut.
Team is striking out.
But that's, again, that's where I'm at with this team right now. If we're all going to accept, and they're not going to ever do it and wave the proverbial white flag because, oh, the math is still there and we still got a shot and we're going to try to go out there and do it. Well, do it with Eldridge. What do you got to lose, Dave?
He's still striking out a lot. And, you know, the thing about AAA, like AAA has changed over the years. And is AAA full of, like, future big league stars? It is not. What AAA is full of is a bunch of veteran players who've had a taste of the big leagues and can spin the ball and change speeds. And in the lower minor leagues, it's, you know, it's a lot of sloppy breaking balls and big fastballs. I mean, Bryce is crushing fastballs, which is a great sign. Giants sure need more hitters and hit fastball. That is a really good sign, but he's also getting exploited at age 20, you know, where he's 5, 6, 8, 10 years younger than the guys he's facing. He is swinging and missing a lot at off-speed stuff and off-speed stuff down. If you just watch the at-bats, it's a lot of changeups and sliders low, and it's just, this is a sport of reps. He just needs a little more time to see those pitches. He's going to get it. This guy has big aptitude. He's going to lay off those pitches, right?
They have nothing to lose.
I mean, he's saying these guys are whiffing at everything. So is Willie Adames, so is Matt Chapman every time I watch them. They're just striking out constantly. Now, though, you can say, oh, well, those guys are made men, and they have these big contracts, but I don't. I want to see. I want to see him.
What would the A's do right now?
But the A's, I know, I hear you on the A's comparison, but they are just so, they've been rebuilding forever.
What would the Brewers do?
Well, what the Brewers did do was say, I don't need Willie Adames, and I'm going to sign my guy Jackson Churio to this deal. And we have belief in him so much so that we have barely seen him in the big leagues that we're going to sign him to this big contract. We're going to play him all the time. We have belief in him. Same with Roman Anthony with the Red Sox. Like, that's the team
Churio
I go out
Jackson.
To.
Churio yeah. Jackson got to play from day one all the way through. They were like, you know what? It might look ugly. We're going to do it. Like, we don't care. We believe in you.
Eldridge had 20 strikeouts and 42 at-bats this month so far. 20 strikeouts and 42 at-bats. What does that tell you?
Well, that tells me he fits right into the current team. Like, what? Who are we discussing? Are you kidding me? Look, should I look at the statistics for this team when it comes? I'm pulling up right now. Let me give you the strikeout numbers this year for the Giants. Willie Adames has 134 strikeouts. 134.
Do you have what he's batting against left-handed pitching? It's got to be like 100.
Okay, Elliot Ramos, how many strikeouts? 119.
Oh, no.
Matt Chapman missed a month of the season. How many has he got?
Still have over 100?
100. Oh, Mike Yastrzemski hasn't been here for quite some time.
Over 100?
He has 86.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Okay. Pat Bailey, how many do you think he's got?
200.
100. Okay. All right. Wilmer Flores, who has played 20 less games, and a lot of those appearances have been pinch hit appearances, has 70 strikeouts. Rafi Devers has 63. He's been here since June 16th. It's June 16th!
Good for him.
All right.
That's plate discipline right there.
How many at-bats total in the month of August for Ramos?
at-bats total for the month of August. Let's extrapolate this four times.
They played, it's about 14 days worth of baseball.
Yeah, so four times 14, do the carry the 56.
It's got 11 at-bats. What is Flores doing on this team?
Was I right, by the way? The 56 at-bats?
For Flores?
No, for Ramos.
Oh, said. I said my bad. I meant Flores. Oh. Flores.
Oh.
Flores is 11 at-bats. Oh. What's he doing on the team? He ain't playing first base.
You were on the Flores thing. I don't know why he's on the team still.
I'm not trying to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You mean he had a nice run, but like, my gosh, guys, come on.
I would have felt a lot better about the Giants had they just told us that they were, the expectations were nothing. Because, I mean, they did in a way. When you get rid of your biggest strength with what your bullpen was, with Doval, you get rid of Rodgers, right? And then Yaz, whatever. But had they just gone out and traded Robbie Ray and just said, you know what, we're going to move off Ray and Flores. Like, okay, good. Now I know you guys don't expect to be playoff contenders. That would have been okay, Joe. I could have actually wrapped my head, right? Like, you could have wrapped your head around that as a fan and say, all right, well, I'm not going to go into the second half of expectations thinking this team's going to be a playoff team. But I know that we're adding young talent. We got more youth in the farm system. And maybe we can call some of these guys up that could give us some hope in the future to build something, build a foundation, right? They don't have any young pieces to build a foundation right now. And I think that's what's so frustrating. And that's basically what you're getting at here is the foundation is what? It's non-existent right now. It's Devers. It's Chapman. Jung-Hoo Lee. I'm just going off the guys that are $100-plus million contracts. Jung-Hoo Lee. Willie Adames, right? And yeah, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, but like, I kind of expect him to move off Robbie Ray now, like in the offseason. I don't expect him to keep him around, right? Like maybe they do and they try to use him as a rental again, but I don't know what the direction of this team is right now. And I guess that's what's so befuddling for a lot of fans. And, you know, that play yesterday with Elliot Ramos really, I think, just was, you said it was a couple days ago, the straw that broke your back. I think this broke the Bay Area's back yesterday, and it was this.
hammered down the line. This will bounce up against the wall. And Ramos just let one fly totally away from everybody. And that allows Tatis to score. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Kruko and Kuiper just... They're at a loss.
Joe, the amount of people that have like so much misinformation when it comes to the minors, it kind of drives me insane.
Fake news?
Like I bring up the Jackson Chourio name and people, he was raking in the minor leagues. How many at bats do you think this kid had over a 3-year period in the minors?
Might have been a couple hundred.
About 1,000.
Wow.
Okay. He batted a robust. Okay, a robust in the minor leagues throughout his 3-year plus 286 with 47 jacks. 286, 47 jacks. Okay,
I'm surprised to play that. God, didn't they call up? He was like 18 or something. I feel like he was so young. That's why I said a couple hundred. I didn't think he was playing that much because he was in high school.
Eldridge through parts of 3 seasons, batting 281 with 48 home runs.
Oh.
And about 900 at-bats. This thing that, like, Jackson Chourio was destroying it. Dude, he had, like, 10 AAA at-bats, and they called him up.
All I'm going to say is, you never, like...
Just do it. What are we talking about?
Jacob Wilson, as you're going to the A's analogy, he literally was playing, like, I don't even know, like, half a season in the minor leagues, and they called him up last year, and was like, all right, here, we've seen enough.
Yeah, well, Joe, knowing what we know now, okay. Does anyone on the planet think that Patrick Bailey was 1 year of development in the minors away from being a 280 hitter?
No.
How about Joey Bart? Was Joey Bart an extra year or two away in the minors from being Johnny Bench?
No.
Like, who are we kidding?
I've seen too many of those names you're listing, the Franklin Barrettos of the world, the 4A players of the world, just like, and who always are telling me, oh, he's tearing the cover off the ball. Yeah, they're going to either fail or succeed at the next level. So it does, minor league stats for me, like, and I get it what Dave is saying here when it comes to like striking out and the chase rate and all of that. Part of the process of being a great major leaguer is learning from the mistakes when you're back up in the big leagues. Casey Schmidt has been able to adjust. I'm not saying Casey Schmidt is the next all-star. I'm not saying he's ever going to be an all-star. He's batting like 250 right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. Like, he had to adjust at the big league level. You just need to. And
agree.
He got multiple opportunities to do it. Injuries played a part in it. But you have got to be able to adjust at the big league level. In AAA, it's just not the same. And you're not going to be able to.
Look at Tyler Fitzgerald. How many times has he gone up and down this year?
A few.
Okay. Is he some, like, perfect player since going up and down multiple times? Or is he kind of who he was at the beginning of the year? And
who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just not, he's not a big leaguer right now, as currently constructed. It's just, it's not happening.
As
Elliot Ramos said, Joe, it's just not happening.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. Hope to get it done.
Hey, Bob Melvin, where do you guys go from here?
We just got to concentrate on winning a game, not worry about standings, not worry about where the wild card is. Playing a clean game and winning a game and getting back to playing clean baseball. So, at this point in time, we have to go inning to inning, game to game, not worry about the standings at this point.
So we just got to worry about winning games, kind of like Buster Posey told us 2 weeks ago.
The expectation is for us to go out and, like, we're going to play hard. We're going to play hard the rest of the way. The expectation is we need to play better. I've said it from the beginning, there's a brand of baseball that our fans expect, and that's going to always be the goal. The goal is every day to go out and try to win the game in front of you. Obviously, you're not going to win every day, but the mindset, no matter what the standings say, no matter how bad you feel like it is, like, that's what we have to do, and Bob obviously is on board with that.
They're not the Giants, they're the Giants because they suck.
I mean, come on, it's stripped to the bare bones. If we just got to go out there and win a game, really? Thank you. I didn't know that was the goal to every single day. That should be the bare minimum. You shouldn't even have to say that. You shouldn't have to say, well, the goal right now is just to win a game. Yeah, obviously. Thanks. It's not to go out there and lose it. This isn't soccer. You can't tie. We're not getting a point here for tying. We understand that. This isn't preseason football.
Has Randy Rodriguez pitched in the last month?
He has pitched in the last, like, week. It's like, literally, I think it wasn't. It's just like the Mets, maybe the pitch against the Nationals.
He blew that save opportunity. I think that might have been the last time he's pitched.
Oh my god!
Like no, but that like doesn't that kind of speak to how they're so bad they can't even find a way to use them.
It was against the Pirates. It was literally more than a week. Yeah, it was more than a week ago. It's against the Pirates. That's his most recent. August 6th, Wednesday. Come on, man.
We've seen Juwan Jennings on the field more than Randy Rodriguez.
Glad we got him. Glad we kept him. Glad we kept him. It's great. It's just
like and the part that bugs me is that Giants fans do care, and that's why I'm not going to give up on this team in terms of like ripping them to shreds every day until.
I'm not giving up on this team when it comes to crushing them because I'm doubling down harder,
what's
brother.
Wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Because usually when you say I'm not, you Joe, because you were saying
I'm
like,
doing it for my community.
Hold on, 2 weeks ago, Joe, you were telling me I'm not giving up on this season. I'm not giving up on this team after they had that bad news Bears loss. Over the weekend, and then you come out and lose to the Braves, and the next day he's like, I'm done. I'm over it. And then we're fast forward again to saying, I'm not giving up crushing this team. I'm going to be on their ass every single step of the way.
I am. You want me on that hill. Or what is it? You want me on that wall.
You need me on that wall.
Exactly.
Code red. Yeah.
I mean, the problem with Giants fans is there is a whole group of them that cannot handle the truth. And the truth is, just because you gave a guy $150 million doesn't mean he's a superstar or a star.
Is there anyone still defending this team?
You wanted stars. Yeah, I wanted Aaron Judge.
Well,
we didn't get him.
You're referencing like people that like are still defending this team. Is there anyone still defending this squad right now?
I have people in my comment section saying, what did you expect? They're 500 right now. Exactly where I thought they'd be. Oh, this was the route to 500 that you thought.
That is such, no. Those people are liars, first and foremost, because those are the same people come June 15th when they made trade for Rafi Devers that were telling me that they could win the division or be a playoff team and make some noise and maybe get to the World Series. That's what they were saying. Because that's what Dave Fleming was saying. That was Jim Bowden was saying. Hell, Keith Law, who was critical. I wouldn't say he's against Buster Posey. He was critical of him being like the overarching, like, you know, I do everything. I'm in control of everything. But even he was telling us they got action. Everyone was saying they got action. They had the opposite of action. This is they've crapped out. It's over. They've crapped. It's a poo-poo
platter. I've never seen anything like this.
I have, but in different scenarios and ways. And by the way, there was another Bob Melvin-led team.
What was it?
2014 A's. Bob Melvin was the manager then, too.
So
they traded Yoenis Cespedes.
Oh yeah, for Johnny Lester.
For John Lester, and the team cratered.
Who was the catcher that couldn't throw against the Royals?
Was it Derek Norris then? Alberto Chiaspo?
Well, I know he couldn't throw over, but also the catcher.
Was it Giovanni Soto?
No, it wasn't.
Well, he got hurt. No, but he was on the team. I think he got hurt.
Well, Kurt Suzuki.
Yeah, Kurt Suzuki. No, because Kurt
I'm
wasn't.
Teasing,
I think it
I'm
was
teasing.
Derek Norris though. Then
if I think
it was
2014, you're right.
I think it was Derek Norris, who was an All-Star. I think at one point. I remember Derek Norris. Battle of the Bay series in Oakland. Derek Norris hitting a walk-off three-run homer against Santiago Casilla once upon a time. And I think the Giants, I think that was in 2014 as well when the Giants ended up going to win the World Series. So there you go. There you go.
So you saw Bob just melt down at the end?
I mean, that's what he did in 2014. That's what I could like. That's like the collapse I'm talking about here. It's not as bad because that even that A's team made the playoffs. At least they made the playoffs.
How many stolen bases in that game? You said it was Derek Norris? How are you looking at the box score?
It was Derek Norris. I'm not looking at the box score though.
Oh,
yeah. Chiaspo wasn't a catcher, but Giovanni Soto I think was, and I think he came in after or one of the other. I forget how it was, but
I mean, I would have been bunting on Johnny Lester all day, making him to throw over to first.
Who was that? Dyson.
Draw Dyson, yeah. And then they had Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain.
You had Alex Gordon in left
Alex
field.
Alex Gordon. Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, Hosmer.
Mike Moustakas.
Yeah.
Moose. They had, obviously, who's my guy? Salvador
Perez.
Alcides Escobar. That bullpen was just Greg Holland and co.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ventura.
RIP.
Yeah. Man. Those are the good old days, Joe. That was 11 years ago.
I'm ready to pivot to another sport and another topic.
Can we?
But I will say this to you guys.
I'd feel better about that, honestly. But Bill
I'm not easing up on the Giants.
Good. You want Bill Romanowski's thoughts on the Giants? What he's seen from them? You think the Giants clubhouse could use a Bill Romanowski?
Bill would have spit in someone's face in the on-deck circle.
Or punch someone?
I mean,
I want some fight. At least they'd show some fight.
If I get Xavier McDaniel, Bill Romanowski, who else needs to be in that dugout?
Draymond Green.
You hate to go Hawaiian.
Draymond Green.
You gotta bring up the punch.
Debo Samuel.
Could you imagine Debo karate chopping Pat Bailey?
Tabor Pepper.
Stop pretending like you gotta walk. Cha-cha!
Judo chop.
I mean, it would be hilarious.
Whenever you and Bonte bring up the judo chop, I'd think of immediately Austin Powers.
He's the best.
Oh, do we got the injury report? Is that what's coming up next, Carter?
Austin Powers, all-time movie.
It's so good. I loved all of them.
They're all great.
All three of them were great.
Fat B was so funny.
I think you can say it.
Am I allowed?
I think Fat Bastard is funny.
Goldfinger was disgusting. Yeah. Beyonce is so hot.
Gold member.
What'd I call him?
You called him Goldfinger.
Goldfinger was what it was, the original. That's my bad. That's James Bond.
Yeah, my bad.
What do you expect me to do? Or what is it? Do you expect me to... I'm butchering it. It's okay. That's Sean Connery version.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I expect you to die, Mr. Bond.
But I don't know what he said before that.
Do that again.
I expect you to die, Mr. Bond. That's my Goldfinger.
No, you just turned... That's Count Chocula. I don't know.
Goldfinger. Yeah, Goldfinger.
Oh, no, he's German, Goldfinger, I think.
Or the Count.
I think they actually dubbed Gert Frobe on that one.
Two,
that was
three.
Honestly really good.
I
expect you to die. That's a good one.
Your limited fake James Bond character. You kind of look like a James Bond character.
I mean, don't we all look like James Bond characters?
Not really. I fancy myself more Bond
identity.
It's
time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
That's what it was. Thank you, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorney Text Line. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. It's an all-timer.
That's what it is.
Sean Connery's still the GOAT, as far as I'm concerned. But Pierce Brosnan's right up there with me as well. I loved some Daniel Craig. Roger Moore. Yeah, I think Timothy Dalton's underrated. And George Lazenby with one. That's fine. I think he gets an unjust amount of hate. But speaking of the injury report, the 49ers are taking part in joint practices today with the Raiders. But will Upton Stout be out there? He was held out of the Niners preseason opener with calf tightness and has not practiced this week as the Niners exercise caution with the young cornerback. The expectation is that he will be on the field today. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Elizabeth Hurley hasn't aged a day, by the way.
Oh.
A day.
Has Bill Romanowski?
Not at all.
8:30, Romo, coming up, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.